Howdy, neighbors. Hey, good Monday morning, everybody. I'm Ron Hayes, and Tom Leffler is standing by this morning to help us out to look at where we may be headed with our markets for you on this Monday before the Christmas holiday. We're back with Tom in just a moment.
We are farmers. We are all day long doers. Agriculture isn't just our industry. It's our way of life. We invest in equipment that's long-lasting, economical, and environmentally conscious, because that's what it takes to do the job right. We're all about greater horsepower and cleaner emissions. New implements, more attachments, better technology and dependable engineering. For all your ag equipment needs, we are Kubota.
Did you know your checkoff is sharing the benefits of beef with millennials through social media? Did you know your beef checkoff helped get 6 extra lean cuts certified as heart healthy by the American Heart Association? Did you know your checkoff is helping us set new U.S. beef export records? While you manage your operation, your beef checkoff is working hard to keep beef top of mind with consumers here and around the world. Get to know your checkoff and start sharing the facts at mybeefcheckoff.com. Funded by the Beef Checkoff.
On the line with us this morning, Tom Leffler, Leffler Commodities. Tom, let's talk about where we are on these markets heading into these last few days of trading before Christmas. And on our livestock futures, I know we had a very strong end of the week wrap-up on our cattle and live cattle and feeder cattle futures.
That's right, Ron. We saw Friday right off the start, big upside in the cattle market. Was just in a short amount of time after the opening, we was locked limit up in live cattle and feeder cattle. All those contracts closed up their respective limits on Friday, which means today we will have expanded limits in live cattle and feeder cattle. Live cattle, that means $4.50, feeder cattle, $6.75. Now, technical buying was mainly what pushed this cattle market higher on Friday, but we also saw Friday after the close, the cattle and feed report turned out to be a bullish report with placements on feed and marketing numbers better than expected, especially the placement numbers. Now, we also saw choice box beef up, was down $1.62 on Friday. Select boxes were up 81 cents. Had a total movement of 119 loads. Cattle slaughter Friday, 110,000 head. Had another big weekly kill, this time 590,000. And the cash feeder index continues lower, down 17 cents. We also saw cash cattle trade last week, mostly $1 to $2 lower than the previous week. On the close Friday, February cattle up to $3 limit. We saw Jan feeders up to $4.50 limit. And February lean hogs close 85 cents higher.
Far as the grain trade is concerned, let's talk about that for you in just a moment.
Superior Livestock Auction brings the market to you. Coming up is the Bellringer Auction in Denver, Colorado, January 14th and 15th. Start each day with the Superior Sunrise at 7:30, followed by the auction at 8. The auction will take place at the Doubletree Denver Stapleton North on Quebec. Consignment deadline is December 29th. Visit SuperiorLivestock.com for information and to consign your cattle. Don't miss the Bellringer Auction at the Doubletree Denver Stapleton North, January 14th and 15th. Superior Livestock, America's leader in livestock marketing.
Tom, let's talk about where we may be headed on these final days of trade before Christmas on our grain and our oilseeds.
Well, Ron, we saw back on Friday the wheat, corn, and soybeans all close on the positive side, but only the soybean complex was able to close near their highs of the session while the wheat and the corn came off those highs. Now, for the week, the March soybeans gained 19 cents. March KC wheat was unchanged for the week, and March corn lost a penny for the week. Now, Thursday, the ag markets will all close early, and Friday they will be closed for Christmas. Now, overnight, the grain trade was on the mixed side, but we are currently holding slight upside with March KC wheat a quarter of a penny higher, March corn up 0.75 cents, March soybeans holding a penny higher, March cotton's down 9 points, February crude oil 35 cents lower this morning, the March dollar index is unchanged, and March Dow Jones futures 118 points higher.
Tom, if they want to talk to you about some of these markets, how do they get a hold of you?
Ron, they can call us toll free on the phone or check us on the web, either one, by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Alrighty, Tom, that is our pre-morning market analysis. Have yourself a great day, everybody. I'm Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network and OklahomaFarmReport.com.